Good morning, afternoon, and evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paycheck, and Craig seems to have gone AWOL, so I will be your host for this episode of Career Chat. Today we have an extra special episode for you, as we will be interviewing one of our own here at Career Services, Lisa Farthing. Lisa is an assistant director at Career Services and a liaison for the School of Fine Arts. Her main responsibilities include coordinating and teaching two career development courses that are offered here at Miami. It's obvious Lisa has some valuable information about making the transition from a college student into a professional in the working world. But the main reason we wanted to speak to her is because she is one of those people who genuinely enjoy their job, and we want to discover not only the secret to success, but the secret to choosing a job that you love so much, you can't believe you get paid to do it. Okay, so I'm a college student, and I'm stumped. I have absolutely no idea what direction I want to take with my career. What should I do first to begin figuring out what I want to do with my life?
Picture in your head a stool. Because figuring out what you want to do with your life is kind of a three-legged stool. And the first leg of the stool is figuring out who are you as a person. What do you love to learn about? How do you feel about different avenues in your life? What are your interests? And so that's a big piece of figuring this out. The second piece is the educational path. That's the second leg of the stool where, you know, what are the majors at Miami? How do you know, what's going to pique your interest unless you kind of research that? And then the third leg of that stool is, you know, the world of work. Where do you want to work? With whom do you want to work? What kinds of work do you gravitate toward? And all of those pieces kind of come together. And when I work with an undecided student, it's having conversations about those kind of three areas.
So you're saying that the three-legged stool represents the general process of figuring out your future. But how do students start to determine what each leg of the stool represents for them personally? Where do you begin a typical conversation with an undecided student when they come to you for help?
Well, we start that conversation with what I consider the fundamentals. Who are you as a person? I hold up my hand and make a picture of a plate, and I say, when I'm talking to you, what are your interests? And tell me the three words that describe the values that you hold near and dear to your heart. And I'll ask questions about how do you feel about working in groups of people, or there's all different kinds of categories of conversation that we can have. And sometimes I find with students that are still in that kind of unclear place is they don't have the vocabulary to really describe what's in their head and in their heart. And so having a conversation about what are the three words that describe you as a human being is really a great starting place. And I think one of the big things for me is helping a student find out, what do you love to learn about? What piques your interest and what makes you excited about going to a certain class or set of classes? That is a real key find. And if you find what you love to learn about, what you do with that love, with that new knowledge, with that whatever, you'll figure it out occupationally as you go along.
You seem to place a lot of emphasis on personal interests when it comes to discovering a career path, and it's obviously important that a student choose a field that he or she is passionate about. But how does one go about determining what those personal interests are?
Well, I think by going maybe a little deeper and talking about being able to translate what a student does for fun or what kind of organizations they gravitate toward, and how do you take those what I would call transferable skills, letting them see that, oh, I could do this and get paid to do it kind of thing. I think that that can be a self-discovery that you can have with a student in just talking about, again, the basics of who are you as a person, you know, getting experiences. I do something for the first time and I like it. And this is easy to do and it's fun to do. Or I do something for someone that I go, oh, that wasn't as much fun to do. To reflect on that, that's a very telling thing to say, ooh, I want to do more of that, or I don't know, I want to do less of that as I go forward.
So during this process, do you also take into account personal talents as opposed to what makes the student feel happy?
Yeah, because if you're passionate and happy, you are doing things that you have a talent around. It is energizing for you as opposed to energy draining. And that is also an insight that students can have. Like if you go join a student organization and you get involved and you do some of these really fun, cool things, well, they're fun and cool because you're discovering a talent that you may have that you didn't know you had. It's a big aha moment.
Okay, once the student has discovered this combination of skills and interests, how is this knowledge used to choose a major? Is there some sort of shortcut to arriving at this answer?
No, and I'm glad you used that word shortcut, because no, there is no shortcut and there is no secret. This is the part that I think there's work involved. It means that you have to do some research. On this campus, we have 5 different divisions and lots of majors and great websites full of information. And there's faculty on campus who have office hours that want to talk to students about what they teach and what they do within their department. So part of it is starting with those kinds of basics about what are the divisions and what are the majors. Like the Miami Bulletin, I think, is full of really great information. There's a laundry list of here's all the majors and minors at this university. Well, what is gerontology? Well, I don't know, so I should go, you know, do a little bit of work. Or what is linguistics and how do you use that, and you know, what is that? And so there are some real basic questions as you look at these majors to say, well, what's the basic nature of this work, whatever this major is? And then what's it about? And what would I be learning about? And do the courses look interesting to me? And let that be a starting place. And then, you know, what are the skills involved in this major? Is it heavy reading, heavy math, or is it sciencey, or is it, you know, very intellectual, cognitive? And then kind of bouncing that up against what you're learning about yourself in terms of what your interests are. And sometimes then it's, well, maybe I'll take a class and try it on for size. I think research is the first step. And then take a class, go talk to a faculty, talk to an upper class student about the major. That's a really great way to get some real ins and outs of someone who's actually taking those classes.
After a possible major has been chosen, what's the next step? How do you begin to translate a course of study into a future occupation?
Well, you know, the funny thing, is that when you choose the major that you do, and if you're a freshman or a sophomore, the world is changing so fast that for many, many, many majors here on campus, by the time you graduate, there are going to be career opportunities for you that will present themselves then that are not in existence today. So it's almost like you can't have a plan, like an algebraic equation, that if I do this, X, it's going to lead to Y, because there's going to be a new something that's going to arise. And that's where I think when you find what you love to learn about and you capitalize on your talents and your strengths, when a door opens or a window opens and it presents an opportunity, you're going to be ready for that. So in answer to your question, there's lots of resources around for researching occupations. And that's one of the things that Career Services as an office is geared towards, is helping a student kind of opening their eyes to, oh, there's this website or that website, or here's a person you could talk to. And so it's researching along the way. One of the things that frequently I'll talk to students about is looking beyond what a job title is. And it's not just the prestige of the title or the money that you make doing that job, but, you know, what's the work that you're doing? And it's kind of like the same basic points around researching majors, same thing researching different careers. What's the basic nature of the work? You know, with whom are you doing the work and where are you doing it? So those are all kind of the researchy types of items that you want to figure out as you're exploring.
Whew, this process sounds like a lot of work. Do you think all of this research is necessary to ultimately finding a career you love?
Well, you know, there are thousands of people that kind of take the approach, well, I'll just wait and let life come at me and I'll take it as it comes. And from a personality standpoint, that's really comforting and comfortable for a person to take the world that way. And there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't always work for all people. And so, you know, finding where you have energy and finding where you have enthusiasm, you know, lets you put a process or a structure around this research and the figuring out. And I'm also a big proponent of experiential learning. Try it on for size, whether it's getting involved in a student organization and doing event planning because I've never done it before, or having multiple internships through your college life. All of those kinds of try it on for size gives you that kind of experience to say, this works for me. you know, 100% or 50%, or this doesn't work for me at all, and processing it along the way. Because I think that when we see students who wait to come see us at Career Services as a senior, who've really not gotten involved or not tried things on for size, they are not as prepared for that job search or finding what comes after graduation. And that's what we want to help students do.
Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. Music brought to you by the amazingly awesome Italian band Last Minute. Please email show requests to careerservices@muohio.edu, care of Craig Michael Patrick. Okay, once the student has discovered this combination of skills and interests, how is this knowledge used to choose a Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. Music brought to you by the awesomely blah, 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 blah.